A lot of people assume that their experience of illness or wellness is largely determined and predestined by their genes. Now, I'm not referring to the genes that we wear here. I'm referring to the genes that you inherit from your parents, right? Our DNA. And you might feel that you're just going to become a victim of what your mom and dad dealt with, or what your grandmother or your grandmother, grandfather died of. But of course, in the world of functional medicine, we know that illness and the desire and the journey to wellness is not so black and white, right? I want you to know that we all have a huge opportunity to achieve wellness because our choices, our lifestyle choices, directly affect our genes. And of course, our environment directly affects our genes. And all of the different biochemical processes ultimately determine our state of wellness or illness. So I like this diagram here because it reminds us that what we do matters so much. And therefore, the work that you do with appropriate lifestyle changes is hugely powerful and valuable. Case in point, here is a side-by-side picture of two identical twin sisters. Genetically speaking, they are exactly the same, right? Now, heart disease runs in their family, and so they are both genetically predisposed to heart disease. The twin on the right, however, has chosen a lifestyle of daily alcohol, heavy smoking, heavy use of tanning beds, and she has active cardiovascular disease, while her identical twin on the left is still fully disease-free. This is a simple yet powerful example of epigenetics and how we are not defined by our genes. Just because cancer, type 2 diabetes, autoimmunity, or obesity, for example, runs in your family, and you have the genetic predisposition for these things, it doesn't mean that you're destined to get it too, right? Your lifestyle choices dictate whether those genes express themselves or not.